Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you. John's on the other side of the glass, and John sends his regards, as do I, to all of our listeners. As we plunge into the week before Christmas already, do you believe it? It's Monday, December the 13th, 2021. We are in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. The radio station is 1030. Tucson's voice for trusted news talk. The call letters KVOI, The Voice. Worldwide live listening. That means anywhere you've got a computer, you can log into buckmastershow.com. You can stream the program live and also KVOI.com for the live feed. Our live line is presented by Rincon Ventures, Real Estate and Property Management. Our Monday political face-off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Check out Moe's revamped and updated website. Their website is moesgallery.com. And after you check out the website, do some business e-commerce with them, and then go by the shop at Fort Lowell and Dodge right next to Copenhagen. You'll be very impressed. They have a full art gallery, and of course, they do the very best framing in town. The Monday political face-off, we kick off the week with our team of commentators seated to my left, Dr. Don Jorgensen, former chairman of the Democratic Party of Pima County. Don, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. Good to see you again.
And Bob Westerman returns. Always a pleasure to have Bob on the show. It's been a few months. Bob, the former chairman of the Pima County Republican Party. Bob, how is life treating you?
Great, great. You know, I just turned off my TV set for 4 months, so I had no idea what you're going to talk about. No, not really.
Are you still riding horseback?
Yes. Yes, not as much as I used to, you know.
You had the accident. How long has that been since you had that?
Over a year.
That was a fall. That was a bad fall.
Rolled down the side of a mountain. It was kind of a fun thing to do. No, you know, you get older and you realize that, you know, you don't want to break anything. And so I'm a little more careful. I ride in safer trails.
Tell me about it. I'll be a little older in about 4 days.
Happy birthday.
On Thursday, so we're getting close there. Second worst job performance, Don Jorgensen. We're talking about President Biden, 42%. Second worst job approval rating for an elected president at this point in their first term. The inflation report that came out Friday probably won't help those numbers.
No, it won't. You know, it's bad PR. It's bad communications on the part of a lot of Democrats. And it's dealing with the immediacy of that news. You mentioned the inflation, and people look at their wallets and the cost of things right now and not looking at the larger picture, just at what Biden's accomplished this past year. There's been a lot of accomplishments, but it's about perception. And the media doesn't want to go around saying everything's rosy, and that's what's happening now. When, in fact, when you look at the economic numbers and in the larger picture, there are incredible improvements in the American economy. Biden has reduced Trump's deficit by $340 billion from last year. So that means that more is able to from the federal government is able to go into the economy. His American Rescue Plan that was passed early in the year with no Republican support has resulted in more small business loans than we've seen ever. And so those are opportunities that are coming, but they're not flashy. They don't get the headlines. We know about, we could talk quite a bit. You're talking about inflation. Well, inflation's coming about for a number of reasons. One of them is people have more money in their pockets, so they're spending more. And there's also greater demand, and it's a supply and demand issue happening there, coupled with the challenges of one of the lowest unemployment percentages in history. I think we're down to 4.2% now, which at the same time, and we've talked about this, created all these unfilled jobs, and that's a struggle. So yes, costs are going up, but the flip side of that is folks now have the money to pay those costs. And that's why we have the increased demand that the supply chain hasn't yet caught up with. There's good signs there, but it hadn't caught up. But the president takes the blame for all of that, and that's part of what's happening right now. The results of the infrastructure plan isn't going to be seen or felt for another year, even though that was another huge accomplishment. Sure. And so it is, I think, primarily a matter of perception right now and poor communication on the part of the Democrats.
And Bob Westerman, you're a small businessman. You know how hard it is to find folks to work these days. And it's not just in the restaurant industry. It's everywhere. I called a well-known auto dealership about getting my car in, and they're saying, right up front, Bob, they'll tell you right up front, we can't see you at our dealership for at least 10 days because we have a shortage of auto mechanics. I mean, it's everywhere.
Well, and they got a shortage of automobiles, too. If you go by these places, nothing's there. One comment on the inflation, by the way, mm-hmm. and I agree with Don, you know, the easy definition of inflation is more money in goods, absolutely. And that's kind of what we're looking at. But, you know, when we put people supported the American safety, you know, the $1.2 trillion, I think, went in for COVID and everything else like
the
that.
The American Rescue Plan.
Plan, right. That's good to go, but it's $1 trillion. We've really forgotten how much $1 trillion is. We talk about it so it's a big amount of money. It's a huge wave of money. Nothing we've ever seen before hits the pockets of Americans. M1, the mentally supply, M1, which is now part of M2, has jumped huge, which means there's just way more money out there than it was before. And when that happens, okay, then as Don says, the more money you have, the fewer goods you have, the higher the price of the goods is going to go up. That's one piece of the equation. The other part of the equation is cost. As companies, my company is smaller, but big companies have increased expenses, okay? Mm-hmm. Expenses as the increase in wages, which everybody's happy, we're getting more wages and higher salaries, but that feeds back into the cycle, increases expenses. Expenses increases prices. Prices need to be more than wages. So that's feeding this, you know, we're at 6% inflation right now. That's what they consider, that's like walking inflation. If we go to 10%, they call it galloping inflation. We've been there before under many presidents into the tens of stuff. What you want to keep away from is hyperinflation. Hyperinflation is silly. I mean, in hyperinflation,
we had that during the Carter administration.
Well, my chair just went down.
in
hyperinflation, you can expect to have prices change on a weekly or daily basis. It Venezuela kind of crashed under that.
Yeah.
But to get back to you say about not having the people and stuff, mm-hmm. You know, that how much that plays into the COVID and the politics of the situation is really much more complicated. I think most people understand.
Well, people want to blame somebody, they're going to blame right now the Democrats.
Are they staying home because they're getting paid money? That could be a piece of it. Yeah. Are they staying home because they found a new way to do business? Do they commute from video conference? That's a big thing. So there's a lot of reasons why people are not entering the workforce where we need to have them. But
yeah, good point there. There are a lot of different reasons for that happening. The good news about inflation too, because I want to ease the Republican fear and all that about hyperinflation. The actual most recent numbers show inflation is slowing, if not dropped a little bit in some places. But it's still there. That's still a concern. This issue about finding workers is really a multifaceted issue. A lot of it due to COVID, where folks, number one, in the older group who were thinking about retirement realized they're not afraid of it anymore and it works. So a lot of folks retired early that could. So you lost that group. And think about the brain drain there. I mean, these are folks who were usually making more money and in higher positions, et cetera. Then you had the folks at the other end who were working dead-end jobs or not happy with the jobs they're in for whatever reason. And once they were laid off or there was no job there, had the time to really shift the thinking. And that's what happens in terms of human behavior is once you have enough time to adapt to something different, you don't go back to the routine. And folks woke up and said, why am I doing that? Now I have the opportunity to look for other jobs. And as Bob points out, with the changes coming, now there's more money out there, better paying jobs are available. And folks who hopped from job to job or stayed in a job they didn't like decided they don't have to do this anymore. Others, as you say, adapted to working from home. Or some kind of hybrid work set up and decided they don't want to go in the office anymore and get back into all that stress. You have that coupled with the childcare challenges that have emerged and grow stronger. So a lot of reasons for this. And there's another reason too. The the stop on immigration during the past couple of years. We're talking about legal immigration, workers, people who want to come to work. All the borders were closed because of COVID. And so that was another dearth of available workers. So there are a lot of factors have gone into this. And that's also, if you think about those factors, why it's not a quick flipping the on switch and people all come back to work. Folks are taking their time deciding what they want to do and how they want to do it.
I kind of wish the borders were closed because of COVID, but as we know, there's hundreds of thousands of immigrants crossing the borders with COVID and being bused throughout the United States. But having said that, on the inflation thing, by the way, I think we've got something to worry going forward, because in the supply chain aspect of this, like the ships at sea and the containers and stuff, when they're sitting out there, it's not free. There's a lot of money building up back there in the supply chain as it comes down the pipe.
The meter's running, even though the ship is anchored off LA. I mean, it's right. Somebody's
right. Who's going to pay for it? It's the consumer. As it flows down and it's delayed, and we're looking at a time before it comes down. But all the cost of these containers, all the cost of all the expedition they have, all the stuff they're doing, is going to be passed on to the consumer, which, by the way, feeds inflation. And I'm not as optimistic as Don is. I think next year we'll be looking definitely easily over 10% inflation, and I hope that they can hold at that point. Trouble with inflation is it tends to hang around for a long time, as we know.
Don, hold your thought. I know you want to respond about to go there, but right now Don and Bob, I want to talk about my favorite bakery in town. We were up and visiting with Steve, the owner and chief baker up at Mona's Danish Bakery. What a great holiday season they're having. For Thanksgiving, they did a record number, 650 pies. Most of them were pumpkin pie, but they can do pumpkin, cherry, apple, you name it, for your Christmas table. Put in your order, monasdanishbakery.com, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Bob, have you been up to Mona's?
I haven't had an opportunity. I'm on the other side of town.
I know you are, but if you're ever over in that part of town.
Well, I'd like to go there because I've been looking for a place for pies.
Well, that's the place, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. It's also, Don, the place, and for your Danish heritage, they are the home of the Danish Kringle.
Oh, and you don't need to tell my family that. They are incredible. Fresh, flaky, just great.
Oh, delicious pastry. And I like the Kringle's cousin, the Danish coffee cake. So either the Kringle or the coffee cake, what a great addition that would be for your Christmas morning. Mona's Danish Bakery, open Tuesday through Sunday, 6:30, starting for breakfast. We'll be right back on the Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 15 years of project delivery to the greater Tucson region. As promised, the RTA has delivered nearly 900 projects from its 20-year 2006 voter-approved regional transportation plan, which is funded by a half-cent RTA tax. The RTA is committed to deliver the remaining plan projects. Learn more about the RTA's economic benefits at rtamobility.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson, Tucson International Airport.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is once again welcoming guests to the gallery. Stop by or call ahead for a one-on-one appointment or even a virtual design session. Come by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge. The number is 795-8226 and on the web at moesgallery.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Tom Sullivan here, inviting you to join the rest of us who spend every weeknight from 7 to 10 with the Tom Sullivan Show on 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. We are in the Green Things Zocalo Village studio. Speaking of green things, they did 25,000 poinsettias this year grown on their 13-acre site. That's right. 25,000 at 3384 East River Road by the Rito River. There are, well, I think, probably several thousand still available for you to make your holiday decorating, really give a beautiful accent to your holiday decorating.
So there's no poinsettia shortage?
No, there is no poinsettia shortage, Bob Westerman. So they got plenty available for you, so check it out. 3384 East River Road, and also while you're over there, tour Zocalo Village. Those they've got about five shops. They call it Zocalo Village. Beautiful handcrafted merchandise, some special holiday things from Mexico. The website's greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com. Our Monday political face-off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Bob Westerman is here, the former chair of the Pima County Republican Party, and the former chair of the Democratic Party is with us as well, Dr. Don Jorgensen. Don, it is your time. I kind of put you on hold there while we took a commercial break, but Bob's concerned, I can tell from his remarks, about inflation heating up even more.
Yeah,
sure. Well, first, I want to say I hope they took a picture of those 25,000 poinsettias.
They were spread over numerous greenhouses on the property.
Well, so kind of getting back to the topic, though, you're going to have an interesting flip-flop here, because here's the Democrat not explaining to the Republican, but reminding my Republican friend here about the free market. Mm-hmm. That's what's coming into play here, because, yes, there's inflation, prices are going up, and the companies that try to gouge the customer by passing on all their costs are going to wind up competing with those that are more reasonable about it, or more resilient, to use Bob's great word about that, for these companies that deal with it. So I'm not concerned for that reason. That will equalize some, especially as the supply chain continues to improve and companies ramp back up. And we've already seen many companies, again, get creative with that in bringing supplies in and such. And so you're seeing the competition make a difference there. But the other side of this is, we talked about the rescue plan, putting money into people's pockets during a time of incredible need, mm-hmm. and folks having the opportunity that had jobs to save funds and all that. So what this has also done is get back to that middle word, rescued American families that had no other options, that weren't able to work, that lost their incomes, that were able to survive because of the actions of this administration. And now they do have the money that not only allows them to buy goods, but remember, it allowed them to keep their homes and to feed their children.
Unfortunately,
and that's part part of the situation now. They're able to continue to do that because of this. And so, yes, there is the impact of inflation, but the inflation has come about because there is money in the economy that is spread a little more widely, perhaps, than Republicans like.
But, Donnie, a lot of that money went to people who didn't need the money. Okay, they sent out that... Again, that $1 trillion
word.
Well,
I'll agree with you on that because the companies and the folks that had lawyers went after a lot of that money and sucked it off the top.
I understand that. I mean, I'm watching these big companies getting multi-million-dollar PPPs, and I'm getting little drips.
Right, and your small business should have been in the front of the line instead of pushed to the back.
There was no really qualification. There's people making that didn't lose their jobs, continued to work through the through COVID, still getting the checks. Time and time again, then there's the unemployment $600 on top of whatever the state gave, $900 a week to have a 16-year-old stay at home. I mean, that was horrible. And then you've got the situation where they followed up with a $300, and now they got the child care tax coming in, another $300. There is money flowing into people's pockets that they never had before, and this continue to flow in there. The next thing's going to come around is the infrastructure plan, another $1 trillion dumped into the economy, and if the Better Build Back Better plan comes in, that's going to be $4 trillion. They say it's 1.7, but say it's $4 trillion again, washing into the economy. And there's gonna be so much freaking money into the economy, it's going to make the dollar worth nothing. It's just, we just can't dump that much money all at once and not have good controls on how the money's spent. Does that make sense?
If it were true, but a lot of it isn't, and that's the issue. You always have anecdotes where people got money that they didn't need or should have gotten. We know that. You can't have 100% success in monitoring or policing that. But millions of families did, and it helped them survive. And now that money's no longer there. They're not continuing to get those checks. The American Rescue Plan, those funds stopped. The unemployment bonuses stopped.
And now the child tax credit's on.
The child tax credit expires on New Year's Eve unless Congress renews it. So again, that's another burden that these families who need it are going to be faced with. And that's the challenge. And that ties into the Build Back Better plan, which would extend it. Now, you talked about the infrastructure plan. I think 17 economists and Nobel Prize winners said that's going to pay for itself. The same with the Build Back Better plan. So this idea about jumping from 1.7 to 4 just isn't real. The infrastructure plan is bringing jobs. It's not just putting money in people's pockets. It's bringing jobs. Arizona is going to benefit by over $10 billion in investment.
Okay,
and that's
so
how it's going
guys,
to improve
what,
for
what,
the situation
me,
for
excuse
everybody.
Excuse me, Don, but getting back to the political consequences of all of this, Bob Westerman.
Yeah.
It's helping the Republicans right now.
Regardless of what Don and I talk about, I'm sure we're controlling the universe here, but whatever happens, okay?
Of course.
It's like they said that inflation was transitory. It wasn't. It happened. It has political consequences because Biden's going to have to wear that regardless of what we say, okay? If Don's right and inflation goes away next year, then he's going to get the benefit of that.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't, he's going to have to live with that too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So politically, any president who deals with a bad economy, and inflation is a bad economy, you can say there's a lot of other stuff goes on
the
there.
Stock market is doing
very well.
But if
people can't afford to buy stuff, you know, it's a bad economy.
Yeah, inflation is going up, but the market is doing well.
Right. And right they can afford to buy stuff. But you hit on a point, again, we're in agreement, and that won't be the deciding factor next year. The deciding factor is the challenge, and this is for another show, the forces supporting democracy versus the anti-democracy activity that's taking place on the right now with gerrymandering, with trying to change laws to make it harder for people to vote or have their vote count.
Well,
we're seeing
that
from the
we're
seeing that from the attempted coup that took place from the White House into Congress. We're seeing that in state legislatures right now. So it's all about the voting rights and about protecting the people's vote and to have that vote count. And that's what's at threat right now.
You know, it's kind of interesting, though. People are watching what's going on. Okay. Youngkin, when he won that in Virginia, people were concerned about education. The Democrats try to say Trump, 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 Trump. Didn't make any difference. Okay. They were concerned about what was happening in their households with their kids. That's where hopefully politics is going. People are looking at what's really affecting them, and they're separating that from the political,
ideology.
The Democrats say Trump all they want to. It doesn't make any effect in our elections. But it's more, that's getting off the subject. Subject is the concern. Education is a concern. The border is a concern. The inflation is a concern. Those are real consequences that can't be hidden. I mean, even the news, no matter how they want to spin it, can't change the fact you have to pay more for something. It can't change the fact that your kids are being taught things and the school board doesn't want to listen to you. It doesn't change all that. So it is what it's going to be. So I'm not worried about that. No matter how they spin it, I think people are going to see through that.
And Democrats would love to have honest debates and honest elections based on those issues.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not the fear right now. The fear right now are the Republicans trying to steal the elections through this campaign that's been going on for a while, of this coup, not just at the federal level, but state by state. Otherwise, why would the legislature in Arizona, for example, try to put forth a bill right now to have the right to decertify the election and make their own choice of electors? That's just one of many examples that happening in Georgia, happening in Michigan, happening around the country.
All right. Thank you very much, Don Jorgensen, for coming in. And Bob Westerman, always a pleasure to see you. Don't stay away so long the next time. Thank you, Bob.
Well, if Don's here, I'd love to come here. He's great to talk to.
All right. The Monday Political Face-Off presented by... It's a love fest presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Moe's, located right next to Copenhagen, Fort Lowell, and Dodge. Check out their website, looking really good at moesgallery.com. Be right back.
Vero Amore Restaurant in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowell and Swan and Dove Mountain in Marana are now open for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, are ready for you and your friends and family. More at VeroAmorePizza.com.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Nestled in the foothills of the Santa Rita Mountains of southeastern Arizona is Equine Voices and Sanctuary, home to horses and burros that were rescued from neglect, abuse, abandonment, and slaughter. Please consider Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary with a financial gift of support and estate remembrance. Learn more about our vision and values at equinevoices.org.
This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org.
Hi, this is Pam Krim, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, where we set the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the place to turn for objective and unbiased information on businesses. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona at bbb.org/Tucson.
Are you searching for a sumptuous suite on the Italian Riviera, an exploration of the mighty Mississippi, or an indulgent spa in Cancun? Bon Voyage Travel will help you find exactly the vacation you're looking for anywhere in the world. With many cruises setting sail in over 1,100 hotels and resorts to choose from with our exclusive benefits, Bon Voyage Travel's experienced advisors are here to guide you every step of the way. Visit bvtravel.com or call 797-1110.
Welcome back. It is Buckmaster in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Time for our scam alert presented by the Better Business Bureau of Tucson and Southern Arizona. Denise Alvarez is with us, the Director of Operations for the BBB. Denise, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Doing real well. And so many, we were just talking about that in our political face-off, this labor shortage now, it doesn't really matter whether it's a restaurant. You name an industry, Denise, and there's a shortage of labor.
Right.
So you've got all these employment scams that have been on the rise. And that was kind of a problem even before the holidays.
Absolutely, yes. And we've just seen an increase, you know, after the pandemic. Really, retailers and shippers traditionally hire seasonal workers. And so we've seen a lot of scams regarding the employment. These jobs are a great way for people to make an extra money. But sometimes the possibility of turning into a long-term employment happens. And then there's the scams where people start paying money to get a job. And it turns out that there's no opportunity for them.
I saw a study that was conducted by your organization, the BBB, Denise, about, I think it was 2020, estimated 14 million victims with $2 billion in direct losses were related to job scams.
Correct.
That's huge.
Yes. There's a lot of people that apply. Obviously, the scammers make it very tempting for people to apply for these jobs because they pay high wages and only for a few hours of work. And so we wanted to inform consumers that they needed to be aware of, you know, all of these red flags that they need to be cautious of before they apply for a job.
What are some of the things that that some of these scammers are doing? How does it work?
Well, a lot of them, like I said, offer a high-paying job, but then they ask for a fee, either for training, for supplies. And so that's a huge red flag. You know, consumers or anybody looking for a job should not pay.
Employers typically don't ask, hey, if you want this job, how about a little money up front from
Absolutely.
You before we give you a job?
Right. Yeah. And so many people actually do end up paying the fee because they also are told, you know, you'll get reimbursed within the first check. A lot of them don't require, you know, a lot of scammers pose that they don't require an interview. And so that's also a huge red flag that consumers should be aware of, is they have to interview you, whether it be, you know, online or in person. Nobody's going to really hire you without having an interview with you.
So if somebody says, look, I can give you some, or you need to pay me X amount of dollars for even a job interview, that's a huge red flag. And then there's this whole issue that not only do they want money from you, but they want personal information. That really gets into the whole area of ID theft.
Correct. Yes. A lot of them have consumers file an application online. And so you provide your information, including sometimes your bank information, because they'll say, hey, well, we offer direct deposit. So
yeah, let's get you started. You're going to be an employee. Let's get you started with giving us your bank account.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yes.
And so they provide all of that information without knowing that this is a scammer and you know, that it's identity theft.
Do they sometimes even ask for your driver's license?
Correct, yes. They ask for all of the information.
Don't tell me, Social Security as
Correct.
Well?
Correct. Uh-huh. And credit cards sometimes even. Promising, like I said, that direct deposit coming in within 2 weeks, and you haven't even started. So it's a lot for consumers to make sure that they're aware of that.
We're speaking about holiday employment scams with Denise Alvarez, the Director of Operations for the BBB here in Tucson. So no legitimate job would ever kind of overpay an employee and ask for money to be wired elsewhere.
Correct. A lot of these employment scams actually lead to overpayment scams. And that's when you receive a check, and let's say you were promised $1,500, but they send a check for $2,000. And they say, okay, turn around and pay this other person these additional $500 that we sent you. And so unwillingly, they actually become, you know, part of another scam, the overpayment scam, and start sending money to people that they don't know.
Your BBB scam tracker, does it have some great information about how to protect yourself, Denise?
Absolutely. You can find information there. It's a map. It's a live map where people can go in and make sure that they share their information about the scams. You can put in your zip code, and it'll give you all of the information and all the scams reported within your zip code.
Really important for people to understand that employment scam victims frequently become the unwitting accomplices in other fraud. Other fraud like what, Denise?
Like the overpayment scam, as I was saying.
But this thing about money mules?
No, correct.
What's that about?
Yes, it's when you receive that overpayment and you send that money to someone else.
Mm.
And so what we've heard is that consumers receive this check, they deposit it, but most of the time it takes a few days for it to go through the account, correct? So what they do is they say, hey, you need to send this $500 over within 24 hours. So a lot of consumers actually take the money from their own savings or checking account and send it over to this other person. And then a few days later, the check bounces. And so they're out their $500 that they've already sent to somebody else.
So scammers can also hire victims, and where would they find the victims typically, Denise?
On social media. A lot of the posts are on Facebook or Craigslist, and like I said, they're offering to pay a lot of money, you know, sometimes as much as $2,500 to receive and send some packages. And so the scammers often use stolen credit card information to buy laptop, cell phone, any type of electronics. They send it to you, and then you turn around and have to send it to somebody else. And so that's part of
like
another scam.
Pyramid scheme.
Correct.
So then the reshipping comes in there, and I guess what, they're instructed to kind of repackage the goods?
Correct, yes, and send them to somewhere else. What we've often found is that they're sent to Russia, and so, you know, the accomplices who were hired for the fraudulent type of work are never paid, and then their identities may be used to open up, you know, those bank accounts because you already gave them the information during that application process.
Let's go over some of these points again, Denise. Employers starting, never ask for an employer will never ask for a payment up front for a job.
Correct, yes. Yeah. And any job offer that doesn't require an interview is a big red flag. Be wary of any big money for a small job, and never work for a company before they hire you. So please make sure that you have something in writing. Also, if you see any of these posts on social media, you know, the best thing to do is visit that employer's website to make sure that they are actually hiring, because a lot of them use a lot of, you know, known names for you to apply. And so you want to make sure that you just visit their website just to make sure.
It's been a big year for the scammers, hasn't it?
They
really take advantage of the COVID year.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. It has opened up, you know, opportunities for them to scam a lot of the consumers.
And if somebody feels like there is a scam going on, you guys want to hear about it at the Better Business Bureau, what's the best way to reach you folks?
They can go to our website, which is bbb.org. If they want to report the scam, they can go to bbb.org/scam tracker, or they can even call us at 520-888-5353 and let us know. And we try to get all of that information together. If we see that there's a pattern, then we start contacting the media to get the word out.
Denise Alvarez. Thank you, Denise.
Thank you.
Denise is Director of Operations at one of the best Better Business Bureaus in the United States, right here in Tucson, Arizona. And again, that website is bbb.org/scam tracker, and you can find out all the latest on what's going around with the scams, and probably the most important thing is how not to become a victim of a scam.
Correct.
Thanks very much, Denise. I hope you and yours have a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you, likewise.
Thanks a lot. We'll take a break right here. Back on the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio, Dr. Ray Woosley joins us for our Your Meds segment right after this.
Tucson's original gastropub, Noble Hops in Oro Valley, proudly announces a second Tucson area location where you'll enjoy locally brewed craft beer and gastropub fine fare. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and now at the Doubletree Hotel on Alvernon across from Tucson's Reed Park. More on the web at noblehops.com.
Hello, I'm Danette Bewley, CEO of the Tucson Airport Authority. At Tucson International Airport, we're nonstop supporting jobs and prosperity as an economic engine for our entire region. From an innovative and touchless passenger experience to earning the GBAC Star Accreditation, the golden standard for cleanliness, our team is ready to welcome you back to Tucson International Airport. Begin your journey with us. We're nonstop for you, Southern Arizona.
When the public weighed in on the first draft of the Regional Transportation Authority Plan, the RTA responded by revising the final plan before voter approval in 2006. The RTA is preparing for a new plan for voter consideration by June 2026 and invites your input on regional transportation priorities. A draft plan will be presented for further public review. Submit your input or learn more at rtanext.com.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. One of our great sponsors. Well, they're all great. We love them all. And especially we like Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. What a great place to kind of get away from it all. Visit a beautiful area of the Southwest. The best place to start is by going on the web and visiting southwestnewmexico.org. There you will find about great places to stay, things to do in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, which is only about a three-hour drive east of Tucson. Lots of folks have time off over the holidays. How about a road trip? Again, website is southwestnewmexico.org for information about Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. It's time for our monthly segment on the Buckmaster Show, focusing on your medication and how to take control of your health care. Our Your Meds segment features Dr. Ray Woosley, the former University of Arizona College of Medicine dean and founder and now president emeritus of Tucson-based Critical Path Institute, known as CPATH. Dr. Woosley's latest creation is Credible Meds, one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. The Credible Meds website, which is crediblemeds.org, visited each day by over 2,000 people from 180 countries. Dr. Woosley, how are you?
Bill, I'm good. Good to hear your voice. Hope you're
always
doing well.
Always a pleasure to hear from you. Over our next few minutes, let's talk about COVID, the epidemic, which is now 21 months into this. What do we know? What have we learned? And then a little bit later in our interview, what do we need to find out still, some of the unanswered questions?
Yes, we started this thing thinking we knew a lot about infectious diseases, and the development of the vaccine gave us a lot of hope. And we started talking about something called herd immunity. We only needed 70% of people vaccinated, and then nobody would have to worry because it wouldn't transmit between people. But one of the very first lessons we've gotten is that this virus is unlike most of the viruses we've been encountering, and that it's very easy to get it. You know, with other vaccines and other transmission of illness, if you had seven people in the room that were vaccinated and three that weren't, nobody would get infected. But now, if you've got one person in the room, almost everybody's getting infected.
Wow.
And that was a real shocker for us. And I think now we're having over 1,000 deaths per day. There've been 4,000 deaths in Pima County alone, but 1,000 a day in the country. And that number's rising. And that means that our plan to get everybody immunized isn't going to be as effective as we had hoped. And it's going to be a long time coming. I think we need to hunker down, as they say in Kentucky, where people are really reeling from the tornadoes.
Yeah.
We need to get ready for a long battle, and maybe we're going to have more boosters. Boosters are really important because we've learned the immunity that you get when you have the illness itself or if you get a vaccine, it doesn't last very long. Within 6 to 12 months, the antibody levels are down where they don't keep you from getting the illness. So people get reinfected. And then around the world, where there's no vaccine, there's so many people getting the illness that they're getting these variants, the Delta and the Omicron variants that are even more transmissible. So I don't want to ruin anybody's Christmas, but we've got some really scary news coming out as we learn more about this virus.
Well, let's hope 2022 is a transition year from pandemic to what is called endemic, which well, you describe what that would mean.
Well, endemic means it just won't go away, and we're going to have to live with it. And you know, the Spanish flu 100 years or so ago wreaked havoc for 2 or 3 years and then just went away because so many people had it and so many people died. There weren't any people to catch it and spread it. So it withered off. But endemic means it remains in the population. And unfortunately, right now it's at a level, it's causing 1,000 deaths per day or more. So that's not a level. It's not like the flu, which is endemic, where we may have a few hundred people die a day at its peak. This is a much more lethal illness that we're trying to deal with.
The booster shot the studies, at least from Pfizer out of Israel, indicate, Dr. Woosley, that that if you get the booster, you've got a better chance of protection against the new Omicron variant. We're still waiting, those of us that are in the Moderna family, myself included, that went the Moderna route with the two shots and the booster. We're still waiting to hear what they're going to say about this. Some of your thoughts.
Well, I think the good news is that the most serious complications, hospitalization and death, can be prevented by both vaccines and if they're boosted. And the protection is really good. It doesn't last as long as we'd like. We'd love it if one booster would be all we ever have to take again. But I think we need to be thinking about this, about we're going to have to adjust our lifestyle, continue to adjust our lifestyle, and we're going to have to maybe have a booster or a revaccination every year the way we do the flu vaccine.
Are we close to a nasal spray vaccine?
I have been looking for evidence of that. You know, there are several vaccines that you can administer just with a little nose spray and not have to use needles and inject everybody. And I think those would be much better accepted by the public.
Mm-hmm.
And they're being explored, but I haven't heard of any that are looking promising right now.
Yeah, because I know personally at least two people who have refused to get these shots, Dr. Woosley, because they have a fear of needles.
Exactly. A lot of people that way. And you see all these people on TV getting their shot, and you know they don't enjoy it. So a nasal spray would really make a big difference. And, you know, the polio vaccine was administered on sugar cubes.
So, yep.
And maybe as we move into small vaccines for small children, there will be research on that to try to find a nasal spray or a sugar cube route.
How about the antiviral drugs?
Well, those are looking really impressive. The data on the Merck drug came out looking really good. It may be not quite as good as they initially thought, but still, preventing hospitalization looks like a real possibility. And the Pfizer drug, it looks like it may be have the latest data, 89% reduction in hospitalization. So that's quite good. But that's if you get the virus. The goal should be get vaccinated, get boosted, so you don't get the virus and you don't have to worry about getting one of those new drugs that looks so promising.
We're hearing, you know, of course, this Omicron, we think, started in South Africa. That's where the first reports came, the Thanksgiving weekend. How long is it going to be before we can get a pretty good handle on whether or not this, it's been compared, some have said, well, it's kind of like the common cold. I mean, when are we going to get some good information here?
I think it's going to come quickly because there's so many people getting this. It spreads very quickly. So I think we're going to get a lot of data fairly fast. The problem is we won't know much about, even if it's not quite as dangerous, and I'm not sure it is less dangerous, but let's say it is, it's still more transmissible. And that means more people, more frail elderly are going to get it, more people with impaired immunity. So, and the other aspect of it is, Omicron's just the second in a long line of these that we're going to have to face. I really believe that there's so many unvaccinated people in the world. The next one may not be from South Africa, but it's going to be from some part of the world where they don't have any vaccine, and that means there's so much transmission. The more transmission you get, the more variants, the more mutations occur. And every time one occurs, it puts us all at risk.
And make sure you get a flu shot, too.
Yes, and I want to add one thing also. Go to your doctors and get their advice. If you've got vaccine hesitancy, talk to your doctors. But I would caution you, there's been 12 doctors already that have lost their license because they were giving out false information on COVID. So, you know, there's a lot of doctors make a living by promoting certain drugs, hydroxychloroquine, zinc, ivermectin, and they make money when you take it. So they've lost their ethical boundaries, and they so beware. You were talking about the Better Business Bureau earlier.
Yeah.
There are doctors out there, thankfully they're not many, but there are some that are giving out bad advice on COVID. So if you start getting that kind of advice, start questioning the motives of your healthcare provider.
Wow, I did not know. A dozen doctors have lost their license during this COVID epidemic because of bad advice.
Exactly.
All right. Dr. Woosley, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
Folks can find out more about Credible Meds, Dr. Woosley's creation, crediblemeds.org, and want to wish Dr. Woosley and his lovely family, want to wish all of them a very happy holiday season, and want to wish all of our listeners a happy holiday season as we now plunge into the week before Christmas. Hard to believe. That'll do it for the Buckmaster Show. Thanks, John, engineering and producing. Have a great afternoon, everybody.